للإمام الجماعيلي عبد الغني ابن عبد الواحد المقدسي الجماعيلي، وكنا في آخر لقاء قد انتهينا أو لم ننتهي بل انتهينا من ذكر موالي النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, we'll come back again with the Durus of the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the 10 great companions from the compiled by Imam Abdul Ghani bin Abdul Wahid al-Jama'ili al-Maqdisi رحمه الله. And in the last lecture we got or spoke about the slaves or the slaves of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we emphasized one important issue there. We said that all those slaves whom he صلى الله عليه وسلم got either by as a gift, like Zayd ibn Haritha from his wife Khadija, and Abu Rafi, who was given to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from his uncle Al-Abbas, and Rafi, who was for Sa'id ibn al-As, and given as a gift to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as well as Ma'bur, whom been given to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by the Muqawqis, the king of Alexandria. And also we spoke about the female slaves like Salma Rafi and Baraka Ayman, which is the mother of Osama bin Zayd, and Maymuna bint Sa'id wa Khadr and others. Anyway, just this is a quick idea. اليوم لقاؤنا حول أفراس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وسلاحه. The animals that he صلى الله عليه وسلم took as to ride in in travel and to move to travel from place to another. وأول فرس ملكه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان اسمه السكب. The first horse that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم owned was called السكب. And by the way, this is a sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that whenever he buys a new cloth, new thob, or a new horse, he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to give it a name. Like this horse, he called it السكب. because it was a strong horse and always beat the other horses in race. It used to be owned by an Arabi Bedouin man called and he used to call it Ad-Durs, the back teeth. But the Prophet ﷺ changed it to a sakb. And a sakb means to pour something, to pour liquid as yani as an atomic positive atomic optimist to yani when that it is the stronger the strong horse. He bought it from this Arabi, and the price was 10 awaqi, 10 uqiyya. Uqiyya is a weighing method, and he bought it by 10 awaqi of silver. And it is the first horse that the Prophet ﷺ used in the battles in the Ghazawat. And then he bought another one called Al-Murtajaz. He bought it from a man from Bani Murra, and it is one of the greatest tribes of Arab. Sa'd ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi said that the Prophet ﷺ used to have three horses, one called Lizaz, the second called Varib, the third called Al-Luhayf. Lizaz was given to him as a gift from Al-Muqawqis, the king of Alexandria, while Luhayf was given to him as a gift from Abil Bara, Rabi'a ibn Abil Bara. من استوى خل ربيعة بن أبي البراء. And when ربيعة بن أبي البراء gave this horse as a gift to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the horse which is called Luhayf, he صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him a gift back. He gave him a lot of animals like camels and cows. The third was Al-Dharib. Was given to him as a gift by Farwa ibn Amr al-Judami. He used to also have another horse called Al-Ward. It was given to him as a gift from Tamim al-Dari. We all know Tamim al-Dari, the great Sahabi. Tamim al-Dari, whom used to fast a lot, and Tamim al-Dari, the one who gave the rebirth of Jassasa when they went to an island in the sea, and they found a strange creation there, chained, and talked to them and said that she is the Jassasa, Tamim al-Dari. And he is the narrator of the hadith Ad-Din al-Nasiha. This is very important to know and remember. Abu Ruqayya, Tamim al-Dari, a hadith reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi, where the authentic chain of narration Abu Ruqayyah Tamim al-Dari, who said that I hear the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, الدين النصيحة الدين النصيحة الدين النصيحة. قلنا لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامته. Yeah, this hadith is very very important for us to remember, and this Sahabi as well as all the Sahaba. When Tamim al-Dari gave this horse, which is called Al-Ward, to the Prophet ﷺ as a gift, he ﷺ gave it to Umar ibn Khattab. And these were the horses that the Prophet ﷺ ever owned. But he also, ﷺ, used to ride donkeys. And one of the famous donkeys that he used to have, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the female donkey called Duldul. Duldul. And now you see that Isa alayhi wasallam gave names to the donkeys, to the horses, to the camels, to the thawb, the dress, to the shoes. Whatever he uses, he gives a name. And this is a forgotten sunnah. We need to survive the sunnah back again, inshallah. So you name your car instead of Toyota Cressida, you give a name, the racer, they like this, give a name. This Duldul, the female donkey, in Arabic they call it Bagla. Many people make a mistake and they say Himara, opposite of Himar, and that's wrong. Himar cannot be used to represent a female by adding Ta Marbut at the end. Many Arabs, they say Himar and Himara, that's wrong. There's nothing called Himara. It is Himar and Bagla. As in mankind, we don't say Rajul and Rajula. We don't have Rajula. We have Rajul and Imra'a. Imra'a. In horses, we have Hisan and Faras. Faras is the female. In camels, we have Jamal or Ba'ir for the male, and Naqa for the female. And the like. Bakar, we have Saur, the bull, and Bakara, cow. And in sheep, we have Kharuf or Qali and Naja. And goat, we have Tais and Ghanama and the like. We don't say Tais and Taisa. Or Ghanama and Ghanam. Ghanam is plural. So, this female donkey is we call in Arabic Bagla. You need to remember these words, because you will see in the hadith, for example, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was riding his donkey, a male donkey, and he gave a ride to Mu'ad, and he told him, يا معاذ أتدري ما حق الله على العباد وما حق العباد على الله؟ Do you know the right of Allah upon the slaves and what is the right of the slaves upon Allah? The famous hadith. And the other hadith, he صلى الله عليه وسلم was riding over his donkey as well. I will spell all inshallah. And he said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ya Ghulam, O lad, اتق الله تجد تجاهك لفهمس حديث. And also in Arafah, he was riding his camel, she camel Naqa, Al Qaswa, and he gave Osama bin Zayd a ride. And when Osama said, As-salah ya Rasulullah, prayer, the Maghrib meaning, ya Rasulullah, he said, As-salah to Amama, salah is in front of you, meaning still we have time, or still we have some distance to cut, meaning to reach Muzdalifah. And also on the way from Muzdalifah to Mina, he gave a ride to Al-Fadl ibn al-Abbas and the like. So he sallam used to have that baghla, we said female of donkey, baghla, and it used to be called duldul, not a duldul, duldul. The way you wrote it is correct, but without ad, it is duldul, baghla. And this female donkey is the one that he used to use when he travels. And now, guess what? Why he did not use horse when he travels? Because as he ﷺ said in one hadith, Siru bisayri abta'ikum. Siru bisayri abta'ikum. Move as the slowest one of you. And if you have 1 week, or one who has a weak car, do not just run away and leave him behind. You have to slow. Siru bisayri abta'ikum. And that's why he used to use the donkey instead of horse. And he always used to be the last and check everyone's from being lost or losing something or forgetting something. This duldul, the baghla of the Prophet remained alive after him sallallahu alayhi wasallam for ages, until it lost its teeth. And guess how many years it lived? Because for donkey to lose teeth, that is a long life. And when duldul lost teeth, the Sahaba used to make the barley for it, and they grind it and make it smooth so she can swallow it. Because at that time it cannot, or let me say, she cannot chew that time because no teeth. And it died in Yambra. Yambra is by this Red Sea, south west of Medina, around maybe 200 kilometers away from Medina. And he used to have a male donkey called Ufayr. Ufayr died in Hajjat al-Wada'. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have horses, donkeys, and he used to also have camels. He used to have, for example, 20 female camel, naqa. It is called laqha. Laqha is the one has a lot of milk. The camel that has a lot of milk, the naqa that has a lot of milk, they call it laqha. So every night they bring him two big qirba. Qirba is the container made of leather. of the milk of those camels. From these camels, they have and some of them called al-hanna, not al-hinna. Hinna is the brown thing that you put you put on your beard, or the woman put on their hands and feet. What samra? Samra means the dark skin. Dark skin. والعريس والسعدية والبغوم واليسيرة والريا. These are from the names of the camels that the Prophet ﷺ used to have. And he used to have another one, لقحة, which has used to be used for milking, and used to be called بردة. Was given to him as a gift by الضحاك بن سفيان. And he used to have a female horse, another one called, as Ibn as Al-Maqdis here saying, was given to him from Sa'd ibn Ubadah. From Sa'd ibn Ubadah, as he got from the from Bani Aqil, Uqayl, والشقراء, and also الشقراء is another horse. Another camel, female camel. And he used to have al-Adba, Abu Bakr Siddiq bought it from Bani Harish, with another female camel, and the price was 800 dirhams. The Prophet ﷺ got it from him and sold it, got it from him, bought it from Abu Bakr, well, 400 dirhams. And it is the one that he used when he migrated from Mecca. And when he came to Medina, it was just young, just got in the age of adults. And they call it Ruba'iyya, Ruba'iyya or Ruba'iyya. And how to know the age of the animals? How to know the age of the animals? You open the mouth and you see the front teeth. When all the front teeth are small and same level, they call it they call it jada. Still the teeth are same level, not yet grown up. And this usually goats, jada would be 6 months old, sheep 1 year old, cow 2 years old, and camel is 5 years old. That's the tummy. Jada is lesser than that. Tummy, you can see now. Tani is from the word ithnain. Tani is when the animal has the right front teeth are bigger than everyone else, are bigger than the other teeth. The two front ones at the middle become bigger. That is called tani. And in animals, the teeth grow up in twos, not one tooth. Two teeth, like that. So the middle two be larger than the others, longer than the others. Then they call it tummy. When the second two grow up longer, they call it raba'. Like this camel of the Prophet ﷺ, raba'iyya. And when the third of teeth go up, they call it sadas. Sadas means 6 teeth now go up long. And after sadas, the Arab do not eat the meat of that animal. When it is sadas is the last thing that they can eat, because after that the meat become very rough. Very rough. So when the Prophet ﷺ reached Medina, when he migrated, that time his camel al-Habba reached the edge of Rabah. And it is also called Al-Qaswa Al-Jad'an. It is famous by this name, Al-Qaswa. You see in the hadith of Jabir, for example, when he described the Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the Prophet when he prayed the Dhuhr al-Asr in Dhul Hulayfa, he wrote on his camel al-Qaswa, and he Jabir radiallahu anhu said فَلَمَّا اسْتَوَتْ بِهِ الْقَصْوَاءُ عَلَى الْبَيْدَاءِ نَاقَتْهُ الْقَصْوَاءُ عَلَى الْبَيْدَاءِ. There you see the Qaswa is mentioned there. And in one time racing, it did not win. So the believers at that time were very sad for that. They expected, and maybe this is, not maybe, for sure, this is hikmah from Allah Ta'ala, so people do not say, oh, the camel or the animals of the Prophet ﷺ always race, always win when they race. And maybe the kuffar and munafiqin say, oh, the Sahaba let the camel or the horse of the Prophet ﷺ win. But see, this camel did not win. To show people that Muhammad ﷺ is like everyone else. He raised Aisha radiallahu anha when she was young, and she won. And after some years, when she became fat a little bit, he raised her and he won and laughed and he said, one for one. So he is like everyone else. And he used to have also sheep for milking. He used to have sheep, 7 sheep for milking, and they are called Ujra. See, even these sheep, he named everything Ujra, Zamzam, Suqya, Baraka, Warsa, Atlal, Atraf. All these are names for the sheep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he used to have other 100, he has another 100 heads of sheep. Another 100 heads of sheep. So, these are the animals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now we move to the other chapter, which is, or the last part of this chapter, which is his weapons. And inshallah, in the next meeting, we're going to have the attributes and description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we want to talk about the weapons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now, inshallah. The weapons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Okay. What do you call this?
Spear. S-P-E-A-R. Spear.
S-P?
S-P-E-A-R. Oh.
Yes?
Where?
It's not the Arab.
He got, for example, three spears. He got them as a captive from the battle of Bani Qaynuqa, the Jew. He got them from there as a captive. He won them.
What do you call it?
And he got three bows that he uses when throwing the arrows. One called Ar-Rawha and one called Shawhat, another called Safra or As-Safra. Well, and he used to have a shield.
Shield or shelter?
Shield. He used to have a shield. That shield used to have
what do you call this? Draw on the metal by the draw of shape or face or that scale.
E-R-V-E.
See?
Cow.
And he used to have a cow. He used to have the shield that the verb is curve. Curve?
Cow.
That a head of sheep is carved on it. So he heard that. When he heard that, he could do nothing to it, and he needs it. So he slept, and in the morning Allah Ta'ala removed that carved head of the sheep. It became bald, nothing on it. And he used to have a sword called Dhul-Fiqar. Sword called Dhul-Fiqar. And it is the one that he used in the battle of Badr and in Uhud. He gave it. It was for Munabbi ibn al-Hajjaj al-Sahmi, one of the Sahaba. And he also got as captives from the weapons of Bani Qaynuqa. Bani Qaynuqa is from the tribes of the Jew. He got from them three swords. Three swords. One of them used to call Al-Battar. Al-Battar. And the other was used to be called Al-Hatf. And Al-Hatf means the death with no doubt. And Al-Battar means the one that cuts and doesn't miss. It cuts. And he used to have another sword called Al-Miqdam, another one called Rasub. And he got that as a captive from Thulus. Thulus is the idol of the tribe called Tay and Hail. From them is the Sahabi Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i. Imam Juma'ili says that Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said the
he called the bottom This is the what we call this sword. This you call. What do you call this? Heel.
Handle.
Not the handle. Mm. The bottom of the handle. Oh. They have name for that. You know the heel. Yeah. You know the heel of the shoe.
Yes.
They call it like that. Cap. This is cap. This is cap. Okay. The handle of the sword, the bottom part of it in Arabic they call it kab. Kab. I don't know in English if you have specific names for each thing there. The sheath. The lower sheath. Okay. Let's assume that it is the one that I need. The lower sheath, as Anas ibn Malik says here, was made of silver. And qabi'atu is the curve. Is the curve that between the hand or is the hand between the handle when you insert your hand between the handle and this gives you a coverage to your hand.
Oh,
okay. I don't know what you call it in English, but in Arabic they call it qabi'a. And between these they have rings of silver. And he got also from Bani Qaynuqa as a captive, he got two shields. One used to be called As-Sa'diyya and one used to be called Fibba. Fibba means silver. Imam Jumma'ili said that Muhammad ibn Salama had reported or said that I saw the Prophet ﷺ in the day of Uhud using two shields together. One is called Dhatul Fubul and the other called Dir'asi. Even the Sahaba, once they see the thing, they know it because he gives a specific name to it. So they know it. And he said that in the day of Khaybar, in the battle of Khaybar, he saw again two shields on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That al-Fudul was Sa'diyya. So that al-Fudul, it seems that and it used to be the main shield that he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to use for protection. And beside that, in Uhud he used the other shield called Fidda. In the battle of Khaybar, he used the other one which is called Sa'diyya. So these are the weapons of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah ta'ala, in the next Sunday, we're going to talk about the description of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and also the attributes, how he used to look like and how, was his characters and manners and like that. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala sahbihi. If there is any question, you please forward it now. I'll raise your hand so I know that there is a question. نعم أم حذيفة عن صداقة الوحيد. Can you repeat the names of the types of animals in Arabic for the females? طيب. Why only females? All the animals of the Prophet ﷺ, especially females. I have 1 second only.
I'm writing something down here. Okay. And you know the other animals of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Five, okay. I'm going to mention them once again in Arabic. Okay, for example, the female donkey called Dildil, and female camels used to have Hanna, Samra, Urais, Urais, Sa'diyah, Baghum, Baghum, Ba-Ghain, Wa-Mim, Baghum. اليسيرة اليسيرة الريا الريا فأود الحناء السمراء العريس السعدية البغوم اليسيرة الريا. And also you used to have another one called بردة بردة. Another one called الشقراء الشقراء العظباء القصواء الجدعاء. Do you want me to write in Arabic? Okay, okay, okay. I got it. The difference in the names of the male animals and the female animals. Okay. Generally, any male animal name, you add to it at the end, ta marbuta, which sounds like ha. This makes it female. Like, for example, kalb. What is the female of it? Kalba. أرنب أرنبة ثعلب ثعلبة and like that. But for some, like for example أسد the lion, we have a name for the female, say لبوة لبوة the أسد lion لبوة. The camel, we have جمل. That's the male. Also the other name for the male of camels, Ba'ir, camel, Ba'ir. And the female is called Naqa, Naqa, Naqa. The cows, we have the male called Thawr, Thawr, Tha, Waw, Ra, Thawr. And the female called Baqara, Baqara. In the also the camel, when the thawr is young, they call it ijl, ijl, as what Allah Ta'ala said about Ibrahim alayhi salam, faragha ila ahli faja'a bi'ijlin samin, faja'a bi'ijlin hanin. But the people of Musa marru ala qawmin lahum na'am yani العجل. The sheep, the male, they call it خروف أو كبش أو طلي. Three names for the male: خروف, كبش, طلي. That is for the sheep. The sheep is the one has lots of wool. Yeah. And the female is called معجة as Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِهِ in the Quran. And then we have the goat, we have Tais, as in the Hadith, the man who married a woman which was divorced, finally divorced by her husband just with the intention to return her back and make her capable to return back to the first husband. The Prophet ﷺ named him At-Tais al-Musta'ar, the limbed tais, the limbed goat, male goat. So in the hadith, At-Tais al-Musta'ar, while the female is called Shat, Shah, or Ghanama, Shatun or Ghanama. Yani, generally, that's yani the names. For example, Fa'ar, Fa'ara, the mouse. Fa'ar, Fa'ara. Yani, generally like that, Wallahu A'lam. Wallahu A'lam. Na'am, Hudayfa. Hudayfa bin Ridati.
Because she examined the thing before us of it.
She wrote something?
Is there anything that you
should not name you things? What is that? What does that mean?
Is there anything wrong? The things that they call said name, that name that you should not name them. What we buy that name?
No, it's no. Yeah, and the names that we just mentioned.
No, things that
are
wrong,
I would
say,
false,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is there bad names that you should not name
them? Not to my understanding or not to my attention now, but if you have a name, you just, particular name, tell me that name so I can tell you if it is good or not good. That's how the Prophet ﷺ did not say, don't name this, didn't name this, but whenever he used to hear somebody having a name which either has a lot of recommendation or defect, then he sallam used to say, don't use this name. Like when he heard the father of Sa'id ibn Musayyib, the grandfather of Sa'id ibn Musayyib, who used to be called Hazan, because Sa'id is named Sa'id ibn Musayyib ibn Hazan. So he said to him, no, change your name to Farah or other thing other than Hazan. Hazan is sadness. He said, no, I want this name. Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, since he refused to change, sadness accompanied us all the time. All the family of Hazan. And he found some other names like Barra, which is a lot of recommendation. He changed it to Barira. And يعني إذا لايك والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله تعالى we'll see you again at 9 p.m. Saudi time with كتاب التوحيد with مسجد السنة in برتريا ترينيداد و السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته